Good morning, everyone. Are we all here? Peter, John, Ian. Good. Let's sit down. Now, to work, gentlemen. Let me first introduce Mr. Scott from Smith Western Consultants. As you know, I have been thinking for some time that we ought to have an O&M and work-study review. Mr. Scott has come along to tell us what his firm could do for us if we decide to have a productivity study made in the company. Mr. Scott.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm sure I don't need to tell you what improved productivity involves. It means, for a start, analyzing jobs throughout a firm with a view to reorganizing them in order to decrease time and expenditure and increase efficiency and production. We would propose starting work study in the factory in conjunction with a scheme under which the employees could share some of the benefits of improvement.
May I ask a question?
Yes, do, by all means.
We all agree, of course, in maximizing productivity. But when you study and time a job, isn't it normal to find an operator going as slow as he can so that you'll allow him more time for the job?
That, of course, can happen. But our investigators are experienced. We'd first do a sample study in a selected area of the works, and this would demonstrate how we think productivity could be increased as a result of our proposed activities.
Well, that seems a fair answer. But I have another question. Don't you find workers dislike your investigators telling them they aren't doing the job in the most efficient way?
That is, of course, a big problem. But soluble, I think, if our survey is conducted in conjunction with an incentive payment scheme. If operators know they'll be paid more as a result of increased productivity, they'll want to cooperate. We would suggest, for example, putting everyone on group rates as a spur to productivity.
Good. Well now, Mr. Scott, I think you've covered some of the main points. Perhaps I could now ask you to tell us in detail how you'd set about your investigation. I understand you were looking round the works yesterday and that you've already...
Well, I'm amazed. I really am. What on earth has happened to the old man? You'd have thought that he'd be the last person to consider a thing like work study or group bonus schemes. I gather there was a major battle years ago to get him to agree to piece rates, even in the few areas where they operate now.
Yes, he's suddenly decided to change with the times. I think our new advertising manager may have had a hand in it. Joanna is always talking about things like corporate planning, operational research, critical path analysis, and so on.
That's just what this firm needs.
Yes, but, you know, the story's not finished yet. I don't think HG has quite realized the full implication of all this.
What do you mean?
You wait and see. Some of these consultants never know where to stop.
Well, we shall see.
So, Mr. Scott, this seems very satisfactory. I'm very interested in this sample survey. I think we should like you to go ahead and do the full review.
There is one other point we've not yet mentioned.
Oh? What's that?
We haven't yet done anything on the management side.
Management? Surely that's not necessary.
In our experience, it's as vital as it is in any other department, perhaps more vital. Just as a matter of interest, would you mind if I gave you the results of some research I did myself while waiting for you this morning?
Well?
10 a.m. Managing director arrives at office. Finds mail has not been correctly sorted. Two letters are for other people to deal with. To answer the next letter, it was necessary to refer to a previous letter which could not be found in the file. Diary was not to hand. This caused delay and confusion over making an engagement by phone while the secretary was out of the room looking for the missing letter.
Oh, well, really? Do your methods usually include listening to private conversations through open doors?
No, but this time I could hardly help it. Our job, Mr. Grant, is to observe and report objectively.
I see. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Scott, for your report. And I look forward to studying it carefully. But
Including a survey on the organization of your management?
I hadn't bargained for that, you know. I shall have to think about it. Yes, I don't quite like the idea of being told how to run my own business. But, I'll let you know, Mr. Scott. Good morning.